from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Mulliott Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Always fun to talk to the great Mike Florio, and he joins us now in the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
We are all pumped up, and we're all kind of also deflated. I think that we were waiting for the Caleb Williams era, and he was going to defy this statistic of 0-14-1 the last time a number one overall pick started a game, and we knew he was going to win. We just didn't think it would happen the way it happened. And I think everybody in Chicago is kind of like, don't know how to respond. What do you think? What did you see when you saw the Bears win a game with their quarterback thrown for 93 yards?
I mean, when you start with pumped up and deflated, I thought we were going to talk about a bag of Tom Brady football. You took the hard right turn to Caleb Williams. Hey, a win's a win. And there's a real difference between the preseason and the regular season. He looked great at moments in the preseason, but when you get into the flow of a game where you're not just there for a cameo appearance, not just there for a couple of drives, but you're there for the whole game, there are ebbs and flows and ups and downs, and there's game planning that was specific to you that you didn't see in the preseason. And it's going to be a process. It's about stripping it down, making it simple, and allowing him to grow gradually. The best news is they got to win. They found a way to win. The defense is every bit as good as advertised. Now the challenge is layer in the offense. Don't overwhelm Caleb Williams. Don't expect too much. Yes, the hype got a little bit out of control, but the bottom line is they won. And now they have a hell of an opportunity on Sunday night to go to Houston and beat the Texans, which will not be easy to do. But it's a close-up early in his career. And if it goes like Sunday, you're going to have a lot of people saying, what do we really have here? But I still think at the end of the day, he'll be fine.
Mike, you look around the league, a lot of outstanding quarterbacks had average week one outputs. And I wonder about one ordinary guy who had an extraordinary opener in Sam Darnold. A lot of questions maybe from Bears fans. How good is he going to be? He can't complete 80% of his passes all year, can he?
The one thing you never know about week one, if you lose, you possibly lost to the best team you're going to see all year. And if you won, you possibly beat the worst team in the league. And I remember the Carolina Panthers in 2001. They won week one and they lost 15 in a row. So I don't put a whole lot in week one. But what I was saying before the season, for Sam Darnold, and the Jets have a history, if you haven't heard, of screwing up quarterbacks that they've drafted. This is his opportunity. 6 years after he was the third overall pick, after being with the Jets and it was a disaster, with the Panthers and it was a disaster, last year he never got a chance to play in a meaningful game for the 49ers. This is the best chance he's ever going to have to salvage his career as a starter. This is it. This is the year that he goes starter or perennial backup. And he won't be the starter in Minnesota next year, most likely, but he could lay the foundation to go somewhere else. and to have a pretty good offensive line, great receivers. Aaron Jones still has a lot of gas in the tank if he stays healthy. The defense is good enough. The Giants were bad enough. Darnold looked like a Hall of Famer on Sunday, and we'll see if that continues Sunday coming up when they host the 49ers. That'll be the real test as to whether what we saw last week was just the benefit of playing a really bad Giants team.
Mike, I'm looking at your standings here, your power rankings, and the Bears are in for it. They've got a really tough game here coming up against one of the better teams in the league based on the way you put it together. I think the Bears are up to 13, which is pretty awesome, but the Texans are 8 in your power rankings.
Well, and you know, my power rankings are the product of a very complicated mathematical formula with many different variables and inputs and factors. And there are things that you can't even begin to comprehend that I have to reduce specific numbers down to the decimal point, almost as lengthy as pi itself. So, yeah, take those to the bank.
Mike,
get all your money. All you got to do is take the team that's higher on the power rankings and you will win.
Mike,
I hope people realize I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, of course.
I basically pulled them out of my ass.
I think one thing that is legit is this. I think it's astounding from week one. You look around the league, 21 of 23 field goals of 50 or more yards around the league. I wonder how that will affect. What does that reflect anyway in terms of a shift in a philosophy? Is that going to mean fewer coaches are going to be going for it on fourth down? How do you interpret that?
50 years ago, the NFL made two significant rule changes. One, they added sudden death overtime to the regular season, which eliminated the tie, or at least greatly minimized the circumstances when a tie happened. And number two, they moved that pesky steel goalpost from the goal line to the back of the end zone. That's really the first safety rule that the NFL ever put in place. Probably not a good idea to have guys running full speed into a steel pole. And I remember that was seismic. Like every kick is 10 yards longer. And back in those days, a 40-yard field goal was a big deal. And a 50-yarder was like, you know, say a rosary and hope for a strong gust of wind. And now it's just like 50 is no big deal all the time. 50, 55, 57, 53, it's unreal. And 21 to 23, it's not surprising given where we currently are. But you're right. If you have one of those kickers, it changes everything. You don't need many first downs, especially if you're starting at the 30 after a touchback on a kickoff, or you get a good return and get to the 35 or 40. You're in field goal range, you know, with one or two first downs. And yeah, that does change things. And I think it does factor into the analytics that will inform whether or not you go for it on fourth or two from the 37. I think more often than not, you take the three. Dan Campbell, he'll never admit it, but he probably wishes he took the three when he was up 14 with 7 minutes left in the third quarter of the NFC Championship. They'd have gone to the Super Bowl if he'd have taken the three.
Great stuff. Mike, always fun talking to you. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Back to the lab.
All right, buddy.
On next week's power rankings.
Can't wait.
Get working. That's so funny. He had the Titans at like down on the bottom, and he said that when you lose winnable games, it sets up a really long season.
It could. Yeah. They do have one of the best defenses in football statistically
number one right now.
Yeah, right.
They are.
They should punt on first down.
Yeah, that's not going to hold up. But it'll be fun. I love the power rankings. He does a great job with them. I just think the problem is, you know, waiting to see who the 0-2 teams are. It's scary starting a season that way. I'm kind of hoping one of them's the Packers.
Every team, though, that is undefeated this week after one game, every city thinks that that team could play in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I know. not Carolina. But
they didn't win.
No. Oh, every 1-0.
Every 1-0 team.
Carolina
has
might
a
be
fan
the worst
base that
team.
Thinks they could maybe do it this year. This is the
like
year.
That's like the worst team ever put together, right? I mean, they're the White Sox of the NFL.
The White Sox are the Panthers of Major League Baseball.
Purposely awful.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.